flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is shaking, Rockaholics? Happy Thirsty Thursday.
What's shaking with you?
You know, I was just thinking this morning about the fact that most stores, grocery stores, Costco, Target, all give me a level of anxiety.
Yeah.
But the one store that does not do that to me is the country store.
What's in the country store? I'd imagine country stuff.
Country stuff, Steve. Anything you need for your farm, for your pets. They have a lot of, they have like little nicky-nackies and things like that. Like blankets and coffee mugs and all sorts of tchotchkes.
I've been to some, I don't know if it was called the country store, but it was somewhere, I think, where I don't even remember where it was, but it was somewhere like Buckley or something along those lines. And it was just like, there was a lot of like things that I felt like would keep me warm.
Yes.
You know, blankets, jackets, hats, like all these different things. I'm like, okay, this is where I need to go if I'm cold.
Yes, muck boots. Yeah. They have all that kind of stuff. Is there a store that you love to go to the most?
I love Guitar Center's up there.
Mm.
I love looking at drums, even though I know I'm not going to buy it. My wife would kill me.
Are you on drum probation right now?
Well, I have two sets. I don't even play either of them. The idea of me actually going to a store and pick up, babe, I bought more drums. She'd be like, you're an idiot.
Oh, you can buy some for me. You already have two. Just buy me. Or give me your old ones and then you go buy a new one.
No, they're too sentimental. That's the problem. Like, I have too much of an attachment to these two drum sets. The idea of bringing another set in, which I would love to do,
mm-hmm.
just is like, what am I going to do? Then I'm going to have an attachment to that one. Now I have three children that I don't even play with.
Do you think Tatum's going to be a musician like you in some capacity? She's already got it in her?
She loves, I mean, you can call it music. I mean, she's playing musical instruments, but she loves hitting these things and strumming these things. So, yeah, I think so.
See, I feel like this is the way to getting a new drum kit is you get Tatum into it. And then you're like, no, Sid, see, this isn't for me.
This is for her.
This is for her to practice. And she picked it out all herself.
Right. Sure, she wanted a sparkle black drum set, a Ludwig from the 70s. I swear. Like, no, she doesn't like the color pink or red anymore.
Oh,
she's a big fan of black sparkles.
Yeah, I think that's the way.
So what's the store for you? Is it the country store?
It's the country store. I love it. Every other store doesn't, I can't do it. But the country store, I thrive.
Danny, are you Guitar Center?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Or Hot Topic.
Okay.
I love going into Hot Topic, even though I don't really buy anything there anymore. It's just one of those, like, it's nostalgia purposes.
Just trying to see if you could find some, like, you know, younger versions of you to be like, I remember. Hello, fellow kid.
Yeah.
Target's also up there.
Yeah, Target can get a little stressful for me.
Why?
Because I always feel like I don't get a cart because I'm like, I'll just carry out what I need. And then I start loading up and now all of a sudden I have two armfuls of stuff and I'm a little panicked.
That's always a bad call at Costco. Because sometimes I'll go to Costco just to get one thing and then my wife will be like, oh, by the way, could you grab some toilet paper? And I'm like, son of a bitch. Not that she's the bitch, but I'm just like, son, you gotta be.
Because you can't grab the toilet paper.
I do. And now I'm like walking around with this giant thing of toilet paper with no cart and then like other things on top of it trying to balance it because I'm just too lazy to go get a cart.
I bet Sarah likes Costco the best. Is that your favorite?
Hell no.
Oh, what's your favorite?
The Party Store. I absolutely love. I know. Don't bring it up, but I love the Party Store.
That does not shock me.
It brings me
at all.
So much joy. But they're closing, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, when are they done?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure it out. They're still open at the moment, and everything is very cheap. So go get your party supplies now.
Go get your party supplies while we inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palo Salon. We're starting off hot with all these very polarizing questions, but today is National Pie Day. What are you getting?
Ooh, I could go for like a Marionberry pie. That's probably what I would go for.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking about like a cobbler.
Ooh, yes, in.
Yes, but you know, I think I would always go with the tried and true Sarah's Oreo pie.
I was waiting for it.
She has one fan.
Danny, what are you going with? Is it pizza pie?
I was going to say a good old meat pie at Lumen Field for the Seahawks games.
Shockingly, I have not had one.
They're so good. They're so good.
Do they have any plant-based meat pies?
You know what, Steve? No. Okay.
All right.
Get your meat.
Time to start getting my meat. Oh, yesterday, Ichiro got his meat. Wait, no. But he was at T-Mobile Park, or maybe not. He was doing a press conference over at the Mariners facility, talking about the fact that he's going into the Hall of Fame. But this was very cool of the team. As he's there, you know, talking about the Hall of Fame, they surprised them with this information.
It's truly my honor and privilege to announce that the Mariners are retiring your number 51 jersey.
How awesome. These waterworks
are
going.
It was so emotional.
So number 51 will be retired during a big ceremony that's going to be happening. If you're trying to get tickets, this might be a game to go to. August 9th, he'll be joining Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, and Jackie Robinson as the only players with retired numbers in franchise history. Of course, Jackie didn't play with the Mariners, but his number is retired everywhere. So, quick question. I feel like you would get this answer right. Maybe Danny. Definitely not Sarah.
Wow.
So there's three numbers that are retired that are Mariners players, right? Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, will soon to be Ichiro as well. What number is Edgar Martinez?
16.
Wrong. Danny.
Ooh, 32.
Wrong.
I can't remember. Number 7.
Oh. I'm not disappointed in these two because this is before their time. I'm very disappointed in you,
Terry. I can't remember all the numbers.
Number 11.
That's only 4 off. That's pretty good.
All right. What about Ken Griffey Jr.?
24.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
Russell Wilson was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was talking about...
This was actually kind of crazy, because Pat McAfee and his crew always make fun of Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's ruthless. And they were talking about his time with the Denver Broncos and how there was a lot of criticism around that period of time in his career. And then they also talked about that viral incident where he was working out on an 8-hour flight to London.
Yeah, I think they drew that out of proportion. But
I heard you were hot.
Maybe not that much movement, but you know, close to it. But I think that I think it's part of being a pro is always you know being able to move and keep your body fluid, especially on a 10-hour flight. But you know, it's all right. I'll take the memes. I don't mind. You know,
I'll take the memes. I'm a rich mother effer. Like, I don't care. Make fun of me all you want on the internet.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
Hey, Seattle Kraken. They are at home tonight at Climate Pledge Arena, taking on the Alexander Ovechkin in the Washington Capitals. So, if you want to go to the game, I'm sure plenty of tickets are.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Ouch.
Hey, as far as weather, you know what? They're going to win. Every time I kind of clown on them a little bit, they end up winning. I need to clown on the Kraken more.
That's the magic right there, Steve.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 42 degrees, it's going to be a nice clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
For many people, buying a home is a dream. But there are those moments when you are renting and it makes you realize how lucky you are to not be the homeowner that's responsible for the bills associated with the place.
There are also times when you're a homeowner and you're like, I just need to go back to renting. This is, I can't handle this.
Well, one of those moments happened to a member of our show, and we're going to tell you what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes it truly pays to rent, and Danny V knows this better than anyone else in the room right now. Danny, you had an incident recently that required a little maintenance on your apartment.
I'm trying to figure out what the song is.
Home Improvement, come on.
Oh, never seen
it. It's Tool Time, Danny.
Isn't that the way Grant's
house? Yes. I have never been more happy that I do not own a home after this week, because I noticed that my toilet was leaking.
What the hell are you doing to it?
I know, right? But no, it was just, there was a little puddle.
We dare not blame Lynn for this one.
She would never.
No.
Next time I see her, just gonna punch me in the face. How dare you?
Funny enough, though, there was like just this little tiny puddle of water every time like we would flush after, you know, we'd use the bathroom. But it was like clean water. It just seemed like, I almost thought it was like condensation that was happening on our floor.
When I originally started noticing it, did Lynn like be like, hey, Danny, what are you doing? Like, why are you leaving a mess? Or
she didn't even notice it.
Oh, okay. I was the one that noticed it, because I was thinking like,
were you like, Lynn, what are you doing?
I was like, am I missing? What's happening? But no, sure enough, the little pile. So I'm like, I'll text my landlord and be like, hey, can you come check this out? Comes the next day, nice guy, and it's like a maintenance man, and I was like, all right, he checks it out, pulls the entire toilet apart. Like, okay. I have never seen, like, a toilet being torn apart like that. And he's like, oh, well, here's the problem. He shows me it, and there was, like, you know, the hole in the ground where the toilet sits, it was just rotted. Ooh. There was, like, the ring was completely messed up.
So, like, the pipe was rotted?
Yeah, I didn't exactly know what was going on, but it looked really disgusting. Like, I almost took a picture of it and sent it to you guys, but I was like,
I'm glad you did.
No, yeah, it wasn't. I will say, it wasn't poop. It was, I don't know what it was. It was, like, rust.
Danny, wasn't even on my list of things I thought it might be.
That's what I thought it was. Like, let's say, like, that's just what it looked like.
Did you think that?
No. That's what I thought.
Sarah, did you think it was?
No.
Right?
But thanks for clearing the
air. You're
welcome.
Yes. So, and he's like, wow, this is the worst I've seen a toilet in a very long time.
How old is the apartment complex?
It's not that old from what I know. I mean, it's pretty updated. Like, it's not, you know, from the 70s or anything like that.
Because I remember when I was living in an apartment complex, our building was built like in the 1910s.
I want to say ours was like 2000s, maybe.
Okay.
Like, so it wasn't that old. But he just like, you know, they bought this not that long ago. We updated everything, but I guess they didn't check the toilet. So he's like, I have to go pick some parts up. I'll be back. So he comes back in 20 minutes, fixes the whole thing. And as I'm talking to him, he's like, yeah, it's a good thing you called, because this any longer, it would have probably been even more. But this probably costs about $2,000 to fix if you call any normal plumber.
And I bet at that point, you're just internally pumping your fist like, thank God I don't have to pay for this.
There have been so many things that have gone wrong in our apartment, and not like anything crazy, but, you know, the refrigerator's gone out. Mm-hmm. The stove has gone, and they've replaced it almost immediately. And every single time, I'm just like, I do not have the money to do any of that. So at that point, guess who's never going to buy a house, guys?
Never?
I don't want to. I really don't want to. And I know there's people out there.
You're just throwing your money away. Dude, there are many times when I'm like, you know.
I get it.
It would be so nice not to have to worry about some of these like little things like that.
I can't even imagine. We would go into so much debt just trying to fix different things that have gone wrong with our apartment.
I love the text. It sounds like the wax ring degraded and the water started to rot out the wood underneath the toilet. Things a man knows. I was trying to tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Next text. The wax ring probably wore out. That's from Lakewood Larry.
I'm glad that I am not a man.
Next text. Sounds like a bad wax ring.
Oh, wow.
I've been telling you guys for months to
check your
wax rings. Yeah. And you guys look at me like I'm an idiot. Now we have texters proving that I was right.
It was bad.
Well, glad you got it all handled. Do you guys have more than one bathroom? Like, was there a backup situation? Oh, man, that's stressful, too.
Mind you, at that point, when he's fixing it and tearing it apart, I'm like, man, I hope I don't need the bathroom the next 30 minutes to an hour.
See, that would be my problem. My brain would convince myself that I do need the bathroom. You know what I mean? I'm going to be knocking on my neighbor's doors. Hey, guys.
206-803.
I got a bad wax ring. Can I use your bathroom?
206-803-ROCK. Based on Danny's story, we want to hear about your I'm glad I wasn't a homeowner story. 206-803-ROCK. What is that story where you are glad you were not a homeowner? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters.
Wax ring.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We would love to hear your I'm glad I wasn't a homeowner story. 206-803-ROCK. We have Sean in Olympia with a story about an apartment you once lived in. Sean, tell us about it.
So, good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Good, good.
So, I lived in Fairwood at this time, and I had just got home from a graveyard shift. And I took my earbuds out, and I heard a dripping noise, like, you know, I forgot to turn the water off slightly in the bathroom. And I stepped into the bathroom, and I didn't turn the light on until after I stepped in, and I stepped in at about an inch of water and turned the light on only to see about a 3-foot by 1-foot hole right over my bathtub.
Oh, my gosh. So what did that end up costing the apartment complex?
I have no idea. My neighbor upstairs, their water heater exploded down into my apartment. And so I went into the kitchen and turned the light on in the kitchen, only to realize that the light fixture over the sink was full of water as well. So I immediately turned that off just in case. So
yikes.
Dude, this reminds me of a time when I was an apartment manager. We saw it all. And one of the craziest ones was there's a guy in the... he went to the bathroom and he lit a candle and over his toilet. You know, sometimes people do that to help, I guess, with whatever the smell. And it was on like a stack of magazines, the candle was. He forgot that the candle was lit, left for work. The candle melted down or something, caused the magazines to go on fire. Then the toilet heated up so much that it exploded.
What?
And then water was everywhere in this, like, it was a full-on fire, and then all of a sudden all this water was just going everywhere. We didn't know any of this was going on until someone called and said, hey, the apartment above us is just there's some kind of a leak going on because there's just water dripping from our ceiling.
Oh.
And that's when we found out. And that guy, he tried to say that, like, you know, he didn't even have to pay for it, but we were like, hey, blah, blah, blah. He was, like, being difficult about it. I'm like, you stupid mother effer, you left a candle going on your toilet. Like, can you take at least a little ownership of it? Like, I'm not paying for it. I'm just an apartment manager. I'm the guy who has to make the phone calls. But, like,
yeah,
at least be easy to work with this, like, you dumbass.
That's candles 101, you know?
Right.
206-803-ROCK. What is your I'm glad I wasn't a homeowner story?
Someone is a homeowner, but says I was running a new circuit under my house for a heat pump. Noticed a bunch of corrosion and water coming into our house from the street. $11,000 later, a new water main.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Another person wanted to say, yeah, Danny, don't buy a home. I moved into my house as a renter, then bought the house. Be glad you don't own a home, Danny. This last spring, I had to have my foundation repaired and supported to the tune of $80,000, and that's from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
I've had some friends before who, like, have moved into a house, and then they find out that there's, like, something wrong with the... one of my good friends had, like, something was wrong with the driveway, and I remember he had to replace the driveway, but then they found out afterwards that there was something wrong with, like, the pipes under it, and he was like, yeah, it was $50,000. Thank God for in-laws that had money, because they helped him out.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to go in debt, and I'm like, I don't have in-laws. Like, I don't want to do that.
It's time for you to marry Linda. Then you have in-laws.
I mean, we've had to do, like, big home, you know, renovations 2 times, because when we first bought our place, it was a complete foreclosure. Like, you could not live in there. It was a biohazard situation. So we had to rip everything out, basically strip it down to the studs and start over.
Right.
And it's like, once you get in there, that's when you find all the other stuff that's wrong.
It's more stuff on top of more stuff.
And it was a very expensive time. I'll just say that.
Well, do you remember when you were, like, a renter forever and you just had that? It was almost like when you were a kid, like, you just had your parents took care of things.
Yeah.
So, like, you had that mindset. So I remember when I first moved into a house, and I was like, when are they going to clean up this crap on the driveway? Like, well, who's going to pressure wash this? And I started, as I'm bitching about it, I'm like, oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Me has to do this. And then I was like, I guess I got to go buy a pressure washer. And it was like a stupid reason, but it was like, that was like the moment that was like the wake up call. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I can't just assume someone's like shoveling outside of your house. Like, somebody even said, hey, I love the fact that I don't have to cut my grass. Ugh. I don't have to do any of the landscaping. Also, I have a pool and a gym in my apartment complex. It's amazing.
He's really selling it right now.
Right?
I'm going to list my house. I want a pool.
So is it last summer during the hottest week? My air conditioner crapped out. Several thousand hours later, we're good to go. FML.
I mean, of all the expensive things we had to do when we just most recently did our newest little remodel, we had to do an entire new septic system. And it's not the septic system of yesterday. It's not this gravity system. It's something totally new. And that was like, I mean, nearly $40,000. Yes, you guys. It was awful.
When I lived in my house in Linwood, we were on a septic. And I didn't know that. I should have maybe like listened to the people when they did the inspection. Because then they're like, oh, yeah, you're not part of like, you're on a septic. If you want to switch it, it's going to cost this much money. And my thought was, do I have to switch it? They're like, no, but that just means someone's got to come out every so often and clean out your stuff. Ugh. I was like, that's fine. That's a lot cheaper than having to drop that kind of coin to get like off of the septic.
It's very spendy, that's for sure. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a record of 18 wins, 16 losses, and 2 ties in 2025, and the struggle has been real.
I've been on a little bit of an upswing, though.
Well, let's see how long that lasts. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.